أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, my dear brother and sister in humanity, today everyone seeking knowledge, mankind running after knowledge, one program, people running after a squid in the bottom of the sea, an octopus, they try to find how many species underneath the water, and the personality and behavior of octopus and squid, another crabs, another shrimp, another different kind of species and fish, another try to save the tiger, and spending all his life fascinating about the tiger. Is the tiger in the jungle need human being? Human beings so kind to animal, and they try to research and get to know animal. Human being kind and seeking knowledge about the ocean and the deep of the ocean. Human being fascinating about galaxy, orbits, stars, if it's water in the different star and galaxy. Maybe it's alive. Maybe another creature. Another people believe in UFO. People hungry, suffering from hunger. Million and million dying from hunger. And disease in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America. A lot of people we do not know how much billion and billion of dollar is spent in the research of different knowledge, and how much billion of dollar we spend to generate wars and destruction between one country and another, one nationality and another, one religious people and another. By this way, what is the benefit of knowledge? Is the people who do heroin and cocaine, they have knowledge? Sure they have knowledge. People who do cracks, designer belts, knowledge. People who study how to corrupt people's account, by this way they can fraud and they can steal money. Human being running after seeking knowledge. Biology, physics, in every aspect in life. We become so fast advanced, or we call ourselves advanced. Now, what is the useful of this knowledge? What it can do to me and to mankind? How much me and mankind has been benefit from this knowledge? How much pollution we pollute the earth every day. The earth, the sea, the river, the lake, the air, the atmosphere. With what we call ourselves advanced. What happens if we believe we really advanced and we really a civilized people? When injustice happening between each other, when we cannot even listen to each other, we do not have even tolerance to look at each other because different look or different nationality or different religion, and we lost the basic harmony and communication between human beings. What happened if everything become with arrogance and stubbornness and prejudice and blindness against each other? We see it even in England, between England and Ireland. And for how many years they fighting? Yes, today the Muslim people, or the one they call themselves Muslim, they have the most corrupted image about Islam in the history of mankind, of their behavior, their action, and their manner. But even when people is corrupted and have a problem, what we do? By this way, today, my message to Muslim and non-Muslim alike. Number one, what knowledge we seek? And what's the value of our knowledge? Some Muslims believe, if I have the knowledge of recitation, if I have no knowledge of regulation, if I have the knowledge of do and don't, if I have the knowledge of argue, if I have the knowledge of different opinion, is this a knowledge? Some of the early imam, early scholar, they said, knowledge are two kinds of knowledge, elevated knowledge and decreased and have no value knowledge. The elevated knowledge, the one that create you and make you closer to the Creator. It make from you a human being with an angel quality, harmony, peace, loving, kind, generous, tranquility, to yourself, to other. And any another knowledge, without this knowledge, it will cause what? Arrogance, stubbornness, argue, hate, anger, power, fighting for fame, and will not lead you anywhere except in the level of animal and Satan and devils and shayateen. By this way, for my Muslim brother and sister, I will tell you what the early Imam said. What is the knowledge? And what is the highest knowledge? What is the knowledge of Messenger and Prophet came with? If we fail to know even the knowledge of animal, if we fail to receive a revelation and guidance and light and wisdom from the Almighty Creator, if we fail to humble ourselves and recognize and realize what happened to the people before us and what they gained, if we fail to realize what is my duty in earth as a human being, as an individual first, by this way, what is the knowledge? If I seek all the knowledge, if I have all kind of doctorate degree in all kind of knowledge, and I fail to know who am I, where I'm going, where my soul is going, how I can meet my Creator, where I'm going from here, what benefit? if I know about all the squid in the ocean? If I know about all the octopus and how they look like, and how they feel to touch, and their behavior. If I know about all the different cycle of different fish and the journey from one place to another to lay their eggs. If I know where the bird going, which jungle. If I know about the worm, if I know about the donkey, if I know about the elephant, and I do not know about myself, I do not know about who created me, how I can have a relationship between me and my creator, how I can have a beautiful relationship between me and fellow Muslim or non-Muslim, how I can have a relationship between me and fellow mankind, how I can spend billion and billion of dollars for everything, and I'm seeing my fellow human being dying from hunger. We talk about it. We hear it in the news. And all mankind is watching. And he gives them drops. But for nuclear weapon, for any kind of weapons, for any kind of research, and research, we're spending a lot of money. A lot of money. And for our goodness to each other, we have to scream. And we give always too late. Is this a reality of knowledge? Is this a price of knowledge? And if you meet the Creator, the Almighty, because you're going to die, you believe or you do not believe you're going to die, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the money? How many people fighting each other to be the most famous billionaire, not millionaire? And what's he going to do? How much money is he can do? Or save? Or accumulate? How much is he can eat? How much is he can sleep? How much is he can enjoy? Because very soon you're getting old. And once you're getting old, your enjoyment go little by little by little. And before you know it, all your money and the whole money in the earth will not benefit you. What about knowledge? It's gone. I forgot. I have no more knowledge. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, what is the ultimate knowledge you need? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son of uncle of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَسَاسِ. Everything has a pillar. وَأَسَاسْ هَذَا الدِّينِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And the pillar of your life is to surrender and submit to the Almighty Creator. Complete taslim, surrender, and submit. وأساس الإسلام القرآن. And the pillar of Islam and surrender and submission is the word of the Almighty, the Quran. The last revelation in earth. According to Muslim. And the pillar of Quran is the chapter of Surah Al-Fatiha. And the pillar of Surah Al-Fatiha is the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Because the whole mankind, and why we are here, to know and recognize and show gratitude to the Creator, the Almighty. And for Muslim, if you have all the knowledge and you have no compassion and love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his deen, and to follow Muslim and follow non-Muslim and to mankind. What is your job? What is your duty? What is your goal? To argue? To fight? To talk about the different? What is the goal? Everything has a goal. Everything has a pillar. What we tell mankind, come watching us. And all mankind, don't look at us. It's not the message, it's us. We're too far away from the message. We missed the message. We do not show you the message. And we argue and fighting each other over all kind of different. And we do not get the message. Young and old, learn it and not learn it. We forget. We are here to leave a legacy. Leave a sign. This is the knowledge. The knowledge to gain the Almighty mercy and contentment. To gain his light and wisdom. Like Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he say, of the meaning of, it's not a hadith, it's not the word of the Prophet, it's the word of one of the all highest companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And again, the son of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give wisdom to whom he love. يُعْطِي الْحِكْمَةَ لِمَنْ يُحِبْ وَلَا يُعْطِيهَا لِأَرْبَعًا. And he will not give it to four. He will give wisdom to those who love. And he will not give it to four. Who's the four? The first one, the loved one, love dunya. The one who love material. The one after money. The one after his own self. Accumulation. And the another one, the one who worry about tomorrow. And he do not rely on Allah, the Almighty. The one who cannot do tawakkul ala Allah. The one who have no trust of the Almighty Creator. He will not get wisdom. Number three, the one who envy and have hasad and something in his heart against other, male to male, male to female, female to female, relative to non-relative, non-relative to another, neighbors to others, whatever. We should not look to what you have, what Allah give you. Because Allah is the owner of provision. And we should trust what He give. And we not worry about tomorrow. Are we content and trust and having rely in the Almighty? Number four, the one who have bad manner. The one who have no adab. And no akhlaq, and no character and manner. This is a four. The Almighty will not give them wisdom. What's the opposite of wisdom? To be a fool. To act with foolishness. Now, I have to ask myself, if the Almighty do not give me wisdom, where I get the wisdom from? How many people wrote the word of wisdom? How many people wrote books and books of English books and all kind of very beautiful word? But they commit suicide. They are unhappy, unhappy, and they're not happy in their life. They're not content. They do not know who their creator. Or they do not believe in any. What wisdom they have. If they look at the whole life and what it contains, and they do not recognize all this creation, it needs a creator. And no way creation can be without a creator. Do we know that? Do we realize that? And do we thank the Almighty about His giving to us? O mankind, wake up. Wake up from the ultimate blindness. Wake up from seeking the wrong knowledge. The best knowledge to seek who you are, where you are, where are you going, what is your final destination, what will happen to your soul, what will happen to you after death. You're not coming back. There's no reincarnation. You can talk about it. We can make philosophy. We can talk about different theory. Truth is truth. And all you need some humble and humility. And said, O Creator, please guide me. Please show me your way. And He will show you His way. He promised. And all my brother and sister in Islam, can we say to a non-Muslim today, be like me? The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessing be upon him. When any non-Muslim used to meet a Muslim in the past, they used to be admire them, respect them, and tell them, I like to be like you. Can you say that to anybody? Can we say to non-Muslim today, come, be like me? We're so clean, we're so neat, our manner and quality unbelievable, to the point attract others. We're full of wisdom and tranquility. We're full of thanks. Do we have it in our goal in life? Do we think what is our duty and job? Can we ignore environment? All of us in one boat. If it sink, we sink together. And we save together. This not to educate you, but as a reminder. What knowledge we seek? For what wisdom we will gain? What benefit it will benefit me and mankind? And it is really high priority now. Imagine if I know all about the squid in earth, all about the snakes, all about the frogs, all about the bird, and we are a failure between each other, full of prejudice and hate and to each other as a mankind. You call this civilization? Instead of hearing each other and try to benefit from each other, we humble ourselves to each other, and we listen and we respect. And we try. We try to hear each other. We try to see. Maybe I have some word of wisdom you can benefit from it. Maybe you have something you benefit me from it. But we have to deal with each other with respect and dignity, with honor, because all of us are creation of one God, one Creator, and He wants us to be together. And He wants us to help each other, to save each other from the illusion of this life, from the deception of the devil, from the temptation, it has no end. From the blindness, of the cyclone, it will take you too deep and will not coming back. Let me share with you what the Almighty said in Quran. I'm not going to go too much, just a little bit. In chapter Ar-Rum, Roman, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8, all the way 9 until 11, meaning now from 5 to 11, chapter Roman in Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The promise of Allah is the same, and Allah will never change His promise, but the majority of mankind, they do not know. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. They know the outer part of this life, and about the hereafter, life after death, they sleepy. They are an illusion. What the Almighty said. أولم يتفكروا في أنفسهم. They do not see and think and wonder and ponder and contemplate about themselves. ما خلق الله السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not create this heaven and earth and what is between except with the truth. وأجل مسمى وإن كثيرا من الناس وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. And a lot of people, with the meeting of the Lord, they deny and a state of disbelief. This message for all of us. Do we really believe we're going to meet our Creator and we're going to be accountable of our action? أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They did not walk in earth. فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And they see what happened to the people before them. What happened to all civilization? What happened to the pharaohs? What happened to the Greek? What happened to the Roman? What happened to the Chinese? What happened to the Japanese? What happened to the Russian? What happened to the Italian? What happened to the German? What happened to mankind in a recent history or a past history? كانوا أشد منهم قوة. They were much greater strength and powerful than them. وآثار الأرض. And they fulfilled the earth with all kind of things. وعمروها. And they built it, they decorated it. أكثر مما عمروها. And they built it more than what we did. وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات. And their messenger and prophet came with the message. فما كان الله ليظلمهم. Allah did not oppress them. ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. But they are the one, they oppress themselves. My dear brother, in mankind and humanity, today we argue with each other. Where is Katrina? Where is the hurricane? Where is the earthquake? Where is the diseases? Where is even the mosquito? Where is AIDS? Where is hepatitis? Where's cancer? What happened? And all that was still arrogant? Arrogant over what? For what purpose? Arrogant over whom? Why we cannot humble ourselves? Why we cannot say enough is enough? And all mankind, all Muslim, all of us have to raise our hand and said, oh, the Almighty, all the Creator, please forgive us. Oh, the Almighty, guide us. We need your light. We need your wisdom. We need to know who we are, where we are, where are we going, what is our destination. We need to reach the harmony and peace of love in this life and hereafter. Oh, the Creator, give us the happiness of this life and hereafter. Oh, the Creator, take care about our affair in this life and hereafter. Oh, the Creator, give us the knowledge of you. The knowledge can make us closer to you. The knowledge can make us belong to you. The knowledge can make us benefit to ourselves and mankind. The knowledge can make us harmony and kind and mercy to each other. The knowledge can lead all of us to paradise, to your mercy, to your forgiveness. Today, I call all of us, please wake up. Death is true. The grave is true. The worm will come and eat your body is true. The loneliness and darkness of the grave is true. And the journey of the soul is true. And nobody coming back. You believe or you disbelieve. Whatever, what religion you have or no religion, you're not coming back. It's only one journey. The body is leaving, but the soul is not leaving. The soul is leaving to different journey completely. You like it or you don't. And this journey, according to what you're doing in this life, what your goal, what your achievement, what you've done. What you've done to mankind. What you done to meet the Creator with? What you want to tell him? How much money you accumulate or how much you spend to please him? To take care about the orphan and needy? How much you try to help others to be guided? How much you use your knowledge to help others? This is a useful knowledge. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he said the ultimate knowledge, the one can lead you to the Creator, to the knowledge of Allah, to know who's Allah, the Almighty. And there's no knowledge can benefit you if you do not get this knowledge. And once you receive this knowledge, now the Creator will shower you with the ultimate bounty after guidance, his light and wisdom, tranquility, peace, love, harmony, contentment, would make you ease. You have no worry. You are always free because you belong to him. Because you know he is your owner. He's a creator. He's a governor. He's a provider. He's a guardian. And this is the message of Islam. The message of Islam to Muslim and non-Muslim alike. We're too far from the message. We have no quality to give it to other. But the message is true. We have to clean up. And wake up. And seek the knowledge can give us the quality. The quality can attract other to us. And us can say, oh, I like this person. He has something I do not have. I like to be with this person. I like to gain from this person. And this only can be done by the Almighty Creator, not by Agyu. not by confusion, not by screaming, not by shouting, not by bomb, not by weapons. No, by good manner, by character. This is what the whole mankind now is hungry for. Who will lead him to what? And to be a leader, you remember, you have to have a quality. Not money, not lying, not politics, not philosophy, not theory, not sociology, not psychology. No, the real knowledge of the Almighty, the one can make you receive all the quality you're looking for. I promise you, if you hear me, Muslim and non-Muslim, just go to the Creator. Said, please, Creator, I need you. I want you. I want to belong to you. Feed me. Give me the food of the soul. The food of the soul, the one you will not find it in any supermarket. The one you cannot get it by any money in earth. The one you cannot get it by any pleasure. Because he's the only one of the owner of the soul, and he's the only one, the one he provides the food of the soul. The more you connect, the more you call, the more you want him, the more he feed you. What's the result of that? All what we're looking for. Happiness, tranquility, peace, love, contentment. Trust, rely, no worry, worry is gone. If you are a real Muslim, your worry is free because you belong to the Creator and he promised to care about you. If you are mankind, same. All you have to do, recognize who is your Creator and show gratitude and thank by realizing who he is and submit and surrender to him. I do not want to take too much of your time. I can talk a lot. I can give you a lot of evidence. But it's not the time. This time only a reminder. In case I die, I will go to the Creator. I said, Creator, O Allah, I call mankind for you. I call Muslim for you to wake up. To wake up and come closer to you. The one you promised them everything. But they forget. They think money can do it. Politics can do it. Women can do it. Anything can do it. And they forget, you're the doer. And to Muslim and non-Muslim, I want to remind me and remind myself and you with one chapter again in Quran, which is called the chapter of Elephant. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you not see what I done with the people of Elephant? Go study this chapter. Study the history behind it. And see how Allah destroyed a nation. By what? By bird. Have a tiny stone in their mouth. What about the Namrud, the king of the king, in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim. Who Allah destroyed him by what? By mosquito. Allah do not need nuclear weapon. We saw. And we become so poor, so paralyzed in the power of the Creator. Please, if you want happiness, if you want tranquility, if you want wisdom, if you want light, if you want belonging, if you want to go to sleep, relax without sleeping pills, if you want to be happy all the time and smiling, if you want the happiness of this life and hereafter, if you want complete gift in this life and hereafter, go to the Creator. Knock the door. Tell him, oh, the Creator, oh, Almighty, forgive me. I was stray. I'm willing now. I want to come to you. I want to realize who you are. Please, show me your way. Guide me to your way. And please, this message for non-Muslim, don't look at us. Look to the message. Don't look at us. We do not have it. We carry the message, but we do not honor the message. We do not live the message the way it should be. We are even ignorant of the message. We study everything, but we do not study the message. And we said, well, I have no time. And all Muslim, or they call themselves Muslim, or another sheikh used to say, or al-mutamaslimin, the one who acting like a Muslim, please make tawbah and call Allah and make an effort and don't say, I have no time. Because the only time you have no time, when the angel of death come and tell you, you have no time. This is the only time we have no time. Now we have the time, but we do not set the priority yet. Why? Because the heart is so corrupted to the point we become blind and forget where we are and where we're going and what is our destination. May the Almighty put barakah and blessing and light and wisdom in everything I said and do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the Creator, guide all of us to His way, to His pleasure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves, save us from our temptation, save us from our Satan and deceiving messages. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and illuminate us with His light and wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with contentment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to His own way. Not my way, not His way, not her way, His own way. I promise you, instead of any prejudice against me or other, just call Him. Oh, the Creator, the only one, whatever who you are, please, show me your way. If these people say the truth, if this man says the truth, make me follow and be guided by what he said. Guide me. And if he's a liar, if he said wrong, please take him. Get rid of him, O the Creator, and show me the truth. I'm telling you, Muslim and non-Muslim, call him. He is the only one. And O the Creator, you are the owner of the heart. I cannot reach any heart without your will. Please, take my word. Reach it to the heart of those who want you. And give me the humble and humility and manner and character to be accepted by you. And put barakah, blessing, and wisdom, and light, and acceptance in everything I say and do. And make it purely for you without no intention to gain money or fame or status, only for your pleasure. By this way, when I meet you, I said, oh, the Almighty, oh Allah, I try. I make a tiny effort. Please accept it. Please accept it, Ya Allah. Allahumma taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta arhamu rahimin. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. Wa tub alayna ya rabbal alameen. اللهم ضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين أو مضلين أو فاتنين أو مفتونين. يا رب العالمين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين. يا ربي يا إلهنا يا مولانا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا نور السماوات والأرضين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا الله باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت. اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. واللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And peace and blessing be with all of you. May Allah guide me and you and all mankind.